June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moneyball, Jalen Williams, 33 and counting. Thunder making shots, 98-93, 8 minutes to play.
Thunder Radio with the call, final hour, fist pump time. Carter Freeman's getting it, Peyton Russell. I'm Sean Treve alongside RJ Choppy and Bobby Belt as the Oklahoma City Thunder hang on to take the 3-2 series lead over the Pacers.
If the Thunder win the title.
You look nauseous.
If the Thunder win the title, instead of playing a Matt Pinto call, can we just have like Chop come in that morning and like recreate what the final call would be like?
Ooh.
No.
Damn it.
But maybe AI could. And more importantly, you just did Cowboy over-unders.
Uh-huh.
Set the Matt Pinto over-under championship call. Seconds-wise.
Seconds. Oh, man.
Call it the Chio clock.
Where do you want to start it from the zeros or from him talking leading down to, like, if it's the last 4 to 5 seconds where he's like,
after when the buzzer hits.
Okay, from the buzzer hitting.
Because it'll be like, yeah, there's Shea dribbling out the clock and buzzer hits.
Because what? Mitch Holthus probably has some long ones from the Chiefs.
Probably.
40 seconds.
40?
Yeah.
That's long. Because he will.
They came from Seattle. They moved out to Oklahoma City through the Durant years. Blah, blah. And it'll just be like something like. He's got it all written already.
I don't know that he's going to do all that because he's so fast with it. He talks so fast. They'd be like, and there's the final four. And the Thunder win the national. And for the first time in the history, it's, hey, it goes Alexander. And Dagdal. And we are, I think it's 18 seconds.
18?
18 seconds before he breathes.
Okay. So those are the announcer predictions as we all think this thing is over and probably ending in 6 after Tyrese Haliburton doesn't make a field goal.
And it feels like, yeah, the best team is likely to win this. Like I mean, it's obviously not wrapped up yet, but OKC is the best team. They're better than Indiana. If Indiana won this, it was going to be through scrappiness, through Oklahoma City playing down a little bit, which is what they've got in a lot of ways. But yeah, this is leading towards what felt inevitable, which is Oklahoma City winning this.
Peyton Russell has found his longest Matt Pinto call from Thunder Radio.
Not a single day went by this season that Oklahoma City did not hold the best record in the West. And now this historic, relentless thunderstorm has unstoppably, emphatically, and officially earned the moniker Best in the West. MVP, SGA, and company say we will OKC you in the NBA Finals, baby.
It's 21.
21.
21.
All right, so that would be over 21. RJ's 18 seconds. By the way, last night, ABC, they aired the starting lineup intros.
Hey!
They finally said, let's put out the starting lineups. First time since the finals in 2013. What?
No.
First time starting introductions will be broadcast at the finals since 2013. That's what I wrote down in my notes. I'm pretty shocked.
That's...
You don't think it's right? 12 years? We haven't done it?
Sound right. It doesn't sound right. Maybe it is. The hell? Did they show the... I don't remember. Did they show the anthem?
Should they do it for every... I think they should do it for the first home game
of each team. Yes. Just like, you know, baseball, they do that where everybody gets on the line. First home game, game one, and then game three. Everybody gets on the line. Other than that, you just do your regular thing. I'm totally fine with that. Usually, though, they usually these leagues, they show the anthem every game. I know they didn't show it in the first game. Yeah, or the second game. I don't know about this one.
No, this is so it says it's the first set. Yeah, you're right. It's Shams said it was the first time it'll be broadcast since 2013. The only thing I'm curious about is, like you say, I feel like we did see Dallas's intros when they first came home. So maybe he's just saying like for game five or like for the first, I don't know. But either way, it's, yeah, this is the first time, according to Shams, since 2013, which seems impossible. I mean, that would have been the LeBron, Wade, Bosch Heat teams.
3-2 Thunder lead. Meanwhile, did the Dallas Mavericks turn into the Washington Capitals with a social media slip?
They made a misstep here.
Been worse, the Mavs social team or their PR team?
Boy, the creatives have not been they've not been hitting them out of the park. This was actually it went viral thanks to Kevin Gray, our old teammate here. Kevin Gray had found this on the website. They had a massive welcome to Dallas Cooper flag banner when you would go on the Dallas Mavericks website on Friday. And when it got pointed out and then Awful Announcing circulated it, well, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, got pulled down. It's just now you're just seeing Path to the Draft and different things like that. But yeah, somebody got a little overeager in there and decided to post the welcome banner to Cooper Flagg. Meanwhile, Jason Kidd is having trouble even acknowledging Cooper Flagg as a human being that exists. And the website's just like, come on home, Coop. But this is, they've had some missteps. The Darrow music video was not great. You had the AI hype video that played in the arena that looked so weird and awkward. And now they do this.
They blacked out Luka in the video, but yes, there were other like former players. Anthony Davis gun.
Yeah, the guns in the AI video where it's like he's holding up the guns, but he's holding them to like his head or whatever because the AI was weird. It was awful. It's been a bad run for them.
The whole idea that you can't even mention the guy's name. There's no tampering. He's not on a team.
I don't understand. I don't remember this.
I don't either. It's not like did Cleveland not mention LeBron's name at all in three?
Yeah, and this was very specific to, as you look, it wasn't just welcome to Dallas. It said with the first overall pick the Mavericks select. So they had it like as if the pick had just been made just sitting on their website.
You starting to get a little nervous?
All right, so I'm still all in. I'm absolutely all in on Cooper Flagg. I think he's going to be a great player. This scared the hell out of me. So they did and granted, this means nothing because it's one guy's, we've had him on, Jeremy Wu, right? We had him on, he's like an NBA draft analyst for ESPN. And, you know, because it's, you know, the rest of the world, ESPN's so New York centric, they haven't finished high school yet. So now they're doing superlatives because they're still in school up there. Like the rest of the free world is out of school. They've been out of school for 3 weeks, but not up there apparently. So doing superlatives around the NBA draft. And it was best ball handler, Jeremiah Fears. Best shot creator, Dylan Harper. Best pick and roll guy, that guy from Illinois. Best pick and roll finisher, Ryan Kalkbrenner. Best pull-up shooter, Ace Bailey, right? You know, they're going through all these. Best dunker, best sleeper, best frame, best spot-up shooter, best movement shooter, best court vision. Cooper Flagg gets none of these. None of these. Best rim protector, no. Best off-ball defender? No. Best on-ball defender? No. Best defensive playmaker? No. Best offensive rebounder? No. You don't get to Cooper Flagg until best competitor.
Oh, Kevin Garnett-like.
A completely subjective, biased thing. You can't tell who's competitive. You have no way of knowing. People who are outward, who show outward emotion are all automatically viewed as being more competitive than people who don't. That's why the whole Amari Cooper thing was so stupid, in my opinion, because he was an internal guy. It doesn't mean the fire doesn't burn. It just means it doesn't show outward emotion. Outward emotion doesn't mean that you're competitive. It just means you're a showman. You could be a fraud. You could be a complete fraud. People who tell you how competitive they are, guess what? Not very competitive. And it scares the hell out of me that this is like, everyone's saying this is like a generational guy, and he's not the best at anything?
That's why I think there at least needs to be, I think there's a misnomer about who Cooper Flagg is or what he's supposed to be. And I think Mavericks fans, a lot of them who maybe don't follow along with college basketball or whatever else, have heard some of the discussion around him. And I think they're defaulting to thinking we're getting another LeBron, and you're not. Like, this isn't LeBron. Yeah. And everybody we've talked to, Billis and others, have said, well, no, he's not LeBron. But he's steady, and all the floor is very high, yes, and he can develop into a really good player. But nobody's talking about like this is Jokic. Nobody's even talking about this is Luka. Like the offensively, he's got
coming into the league with a higher perception.
Right. And honestly, that's probably, again, a misnomer. Like, when they're talking about the ceiling is Scottie Pippen, Scottie Pippen would be one of the best players going in the NBA right now if he was back in his prime or everything else. But I don't know that anybody would think about a Pippen prototype as being like, well, that's one of the top five players in the NBA right now, because it is such a scoring league, and Cooper Flagg is not going to be a 30-point per game scorer.
I think he is going to. I'm super excited about the floor. I think we do need to chill on the ceiling expectations, and I think he will be the most perfect third fit on a win now team that you could almost ever hope for.
The third here.
He's going to facilitate. He's going to defend. He's going to do all the little things. He'll be a perfect win now player, in my opinion, for the Dallas Mavericks with Kyrie and Anthony Davis. So now, when the reins get turned over to him, I don't know if it's, hey, I'm scoring 28 a night. He is a perfect, right now, rookie third piece for a championship contending club. That's the highest compliment that I'll pay to him.
So, okay. All right. So this year, you're talking about this year, he'll be a third piece. Okay. I can see
that. The next two seasons, he will be a seamless. It'll be like this guy can fit on a championship contender.
Okay.
With his roles and all the different things that he does. Now, if he was going to Washington, I think we'd see a lot of negative Cooper Flagg segments because his game doesn't feel like right now it's dropping 28 a night because he's not that Luka scorer.
No, and I
love the Pippen thought. I really do. I know it's hard to get away from one of the greatest players of all time. Scottie Pippen to me was never a really impressive scorer. He could score, but he wasn't a great shooter. He just was great at everything.
Yeah.
Great. I want to underscore great all-around player. And I think Cooper Flagg is going to come in here and fit seamlessly in a win-now situation.
Yeah, the full year, because Jordan was out a year and a half.
But I would have liked to see him highlight a little bit more in some of those categories.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, I still take him number one. I still think he's going to be a great player. I was just like, I looked at this, I was like, hang on a second. This guy is supposed to be one of the more locked down number one overall picks. Like, there's no doubt he's number one. There's nobody even in the discussion yet. He's not the best at anything tangible.
I bet if they put most versatile, is that a category? I would have Cooper Flagg as most versatile.
So Pippen in the 93-94 and 94-95 seasons, obviously he was playing without Jordan most of the time. He didn't play with them at all one season, and then it was, you know, the back end of another. But during that run, which Pippen was 28, 29 years old, it was in his prime, essentially.
They didn't have most versatile.
Yeah.
22 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 3 steals, and a block per game, which is really good. But that's also like 22 points a game as the guy in Chicago probably doesn't make anybody feel like, well, that's what we're getting out of it. I think a lot of people do have the expectation, probably from the fault of media buzz and discussion about him, they're expecting Cooper Flagg is going to be like one of the top scorers in the NBA, and that's not really his game.
If he was wearing an Arizona jersey or Louisville, the hype would be less.
Well, Duke is a machine.
Yeah.
Yep. There's no doubt about that. They were number one for, not a large part, but a part of this year.
Shams reports that Kevin Durant does not want to go to the Wolves. They were aggressive and interested. Mark Spears is now reporting Durant wanted to go to the Knicks. The Knicks are not interested. So now we look at San Antonio and Houston as the possible KD destinations. Windhorst says right now the Suns are not impressed in any of the offers.
Man, how impressed they are feels like it's probably going to be a little irrelevant to you got to get it done at some point. And you got to move on from it. What was the initial talk? Was they wanted the same return they got that they gave up for him?
Right.
Which is just, that's not reasonable at all.
And I would love to compare this to a Luka deal because Nico said, we can't let the rest of the league know. Well, the entire damn world knows about this. The problem in comparing is KD. Everyone is working together on it.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a KD blindside. So I want to know, when someone gets blindsided and it's national news everywhere, how that lines up with Nico's thinking. for the next player.
Yeah.
And what Shams and Windhorst said is going to be the craziest NBA offseason ever.
I mean, we already got a crazy trade, so there maybe that's it. But
the crazy trade?
The Bane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was...
That better not register as a top five thing that happens.
No, the return was crazy. Yeah. I think that obviously you're going to see the Durant deal get returned, and we're going to be like, man, come on. And it is going to be out in the open.
Keep remembering, no one turns AD into first-round picks. It drives me insane. Every time. Four first. What's Anthony Davis worth? How many picks is he worth?
Zero.
Shut up. 877-881-1053. That's a good way to end it. 877-881-1053. Why Brian Schottenheimer is talking about the Cowboys staff getting raided already and another concert ticket giveaway in the red zone next on 1053 The Fan.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah!
The Dallas Cowboys coaching staff is already getting raided. Crosstalk and Ask Reddit with the KNC Masterpiece at 9:40. This is Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And it's the Red Zone, your football fix on your home of America's team with our insider, Bobby Belt.
Brian Schottenheimer is a very confident individual. Not just confident, he's also, I'd say, seems to believe in the name it and claim it philosophy. Like, all right, if these are your goals, speak them into reality, talk about them as certainties, and approach it that way. So last week when he had been talking to the media in the afternoon session before minicamp broke away, he was talking about the coaching staff that they have and the guys that they filled the position with. And they got a lot of highly regarded assistant coaches this offseason. Junior Adams, the receivers coach, had been sought after by NFL teams previously. Clayton Adams, the offensive coordinator who came from Arizona, he's thought of as being kind of a run game guru. So they added to their staff, feel really good about it. And when he was asked about the staff, Shoddy said this. He said, "We're going to win, and when we win, our coaching staff is going to get raided. People are going to come after our coaches because we're going to win," which is, in theory, a obvious statement. Every time you see teams start winning consistently, that is what happens. Your position coaches get upgraded to coordinators. Your coordinators are automatically entered into almost every coaching search, it feels like. It happened here with Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn really quickly when they started winning games here. So he's not wrong in that assessment that winning tends to get your coaching staff noticed, but I'm surprised he's, even with his name it and claim it thoughts, that he's speaking so definitively as, hey, this is what's going to happen. We're going to lose coaches because we're going to win a bunch of ball games.
Yeah, a little strong projection there, you know. Probably the most confident thing I've heard Schottenheimer say.
I mean, yeah, it happens. It's great. It's a great problem to have. If all your coaches are getting interviewed elsewhere, that means you did really well. I mean, just I don't. Is Maddie like get an interview for what? Is Matt Eberflus getting another head coaching job?
I think Clayton Adams could eventually be somebody. Like Eberflus, maybe not. Of course, I mean, there was a time when he was
the Colts coach.
He was defensive coordinator for the Colts, and then he was hired by the Bears to be the head coach.
Was he interim there at all?
I don't believe so. But I mean, look, we all thought Dan Quinn's time was done when he got hired here. A lot of people thought he's never getting hired as a head coach again, that things just went way too far sideways with Atlanta. Not going to happen again. When Brian Schottenheimer got hired here as the assistant coach, there were people who thought Schottenheimer was never going to get a coordinator's job again, much less get a head coaching job. So you can turn your reputation around. If the defense comes out and plays crazy and they're just like all over the field and they're one of the top defenses in the NFL, Eberflus will get noticed again. And he'll probably get another opportunity.
New Cowboy, Solomon Thomas, is getting noticed. Where?
Broadway. The MJ musical. So apparently Solomon Thomas was a big time supporter of the musical scene and Broadway and everything like that when he had played in New York. He'd become a big fan of it. And specifically, he loved MJ the musical. That's the one that he was really obsessed with. And so I guess through his relationships and some of the discussion, he ended up having a cameo. A lot of guys going off to exotic vacations with their time off. Not Solomon Thomas. Solomon Thomas went up north to New York and made his Broadway debut with a cameo, basically playing a Michael Jackson security guard in there. But he got a little speaking role, apparently.
I wouldn't want to play that role.
Yeah, guys, five minutes until MJ is going to get in here. It's one of those kind of things.
Someone who should be fired.
But he grew up a big theater kid, apparently. He had told this outlet, Broadway World, that the only reason why he gave up theater was because of the football responsibilities in high school. But he said otherwise he would have remained in theater, absolutely loved it, continues to take in a lot of theater shows, and made his Broadway debut and got included in the cast at the end.
He's going to be on the all-media team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Along with probably the Tylers. And Solomon Thomas was so good and seems to be such a good dude. We would have him on while he was playing for the Jets.
Yeah,
we don't do that. Not the biggest name player playing for someone else. Mm-hmm. And we still would put him on the show. And he was honest and genuine. So I'm looking forward to sitting down with him at training camp.
And a Coppell High School superstar, a well-known Coppell star, and somebody who I guess has a little bit of the theater in him. Maybe we can get him to do show tunes.
NFL insider Jay Glazer wants to set the record straight that he was not out to screw over the Patriots when he broke the Deflategate story. That happened right when the Patriots were kind of landing.
It was, the 2014 or something like that.
2015, and Patriot fans were furious. You are jeopardizing. You are screwing us over right now. Glazer wanted to set the record straight on the Game with Names pod.
You guys were flying in from the Super Bowl, and I reported that the NFL has video of the two locker room attendants of taking 30 balls, whatever it was, into a bathroom for it. So I reported that as you guys were flying in. And guys were all pissed off at me, thinking I timed it on purpose for when you were flying in. But that's stupid.
Just another mountain we had to overcome.
You're not waiting.
Just another mountain for us to overcome.
Yeah.
But you guys landed, the media involved,
and everybody was killing me. And I had all these fans grab me.
Shut up, Edelman.
The Super Bowl, thinking I did that on purpose.
You can't distract dogs.
You also can't touch me.
Wait, what do you mean?
Fans were like, grab me. They were pissed off. And they were like, hey, and I just, you can't do that. And they're like, you did this on purpose. You did. And it actually couldn't have come at a worse time of when I broke that story. Because I was actually with a girl. And this came in. It was the first time being with her. I was like, oh, I got to go. Do you know about the whole Deflategate? She's like, no, but I know about deflating. Could have been worse.
Man.
Gave it up.
I gave it up. I mean, couldn't wait 2 minutes?
Two?
I don't know.
I 100% believe he did not do this intentionally after seeing him at Super Bowl the last couple of years. That dude's just like, information? Oh, what do I, like, yeah. So he's just like, oh, something with Deflategate? All right, put it out. Like, there's no way he could have sat on a story and been like, I'm going to time this out and drop
no,
it on
No, I don't
you
think
guys.
He's that itchy to break.
No.
Not itchy to break.
He
but,
said he used to be.
But if he's going to break something, like, he's so, like, just information, like, it is very much Doug from the movie Up, the squirrel. He very much does have that aspect to him that easily distracting. Oh, got to focus on this. Let me do this. Mm-hmm.
So there's a little football fix in the red zone every day at this time here on 105.3 The Fan.
But
catch us up in the world.
All right, let's catch up in the world. This just came down today. R. Kelly rushed to the hospital. He OD'd in prison. His attorneys say they are believing this is a murder plot against him.
A murder plot.
So he alleged that Kelly was forced to take medication in solitary confinement on the night of the 12th. The next morning, he feels dizzy, black spots in his vision, crawled to the door, loses consciousness. So he was taken to the hospital.
This might be their attempt to get out. They drugged us. They overdosed us. We can't be in here anymore. That would be a play that I would make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Can't be in here. I'm gonna die.
I'm a target.
They're trying to get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
It wasn't that the didn't Jared try that? Not saying
who?
That. Jared from Subway. Didn't Jared Fogle try the like I can't be in here, I'm too much of that? And they're like, yeah, we don't care. You're just gonna have to get stomped out, dude.
the gunman, the shooter.
Try this foot long.
The Minnesota
Wow.
Subway reference.
Yes, it is. I see it. The Minnesota shooter. They are potentially going to go after the death penalty. You think?
All right, tell me about this dude.
We don't know. There's still a lot we don't know. So what we do know.
No, he's got three names.
Yes.
All shooters have to.
Yes. His name is Vance Bolter. Vance Luther Bolter.
Okay.
All right, he's 57 years old. So we know a couple of things about him. We do know one that.
Now, he killed a couple and then wounded a couple?
Yeah. Yes. Posing as a police officer. So we know he was first appointed, by the way, the photo of his vehicle, just the weapons that were in his vehicle, AKs and everything in there. And then he had full tac gear on.
Apparently he had a hit list with other names on it.
Hit list. He had the mask on, this rubber mask. It looks like a Looks out of the Purge.
So was he this crazy? I think the people he shot were Democratic representatives. Was he some crazy psycho Republican?
Well, we don't know. We don't know because he was appointed by in 2016 by Mark Dayton, who was a Democrat, and then he was reappointed by Tim Walz in 2023.
I feel like we don't need to be playing the Remember the Titans music to this anymore.
I don't know. He was appointed by two Democrats. His roommate.
It was quite a rise to the ranks.
His roommate.
Psycho.
His roommate says he's not a Democrat, though, and he would be offended if you called him one.
His hit list was apparently 45 elected officials, all Democrats, according to NPR.
And it was something about voting the way they had voted with some immigration law. I don't really know. But I know they're maybe going to go up to the death penalty, and that he would be offended if you called him a Democrat. Oh. He was appointed by Democrats. So it's like, I don't really know what to make of all this.
What was the, you say big surprise, but the last execution in the state of Minnesota was 1906.
What?
That's what this says.
They're just too nice there.
They had a botched execution, and so Minnesota had abolished the death penalty.
A botched execution?
Yep, in 1906. It was, what was the issue? The sheriff miscalculated the rope length, and that caused a lot of problems.
We've upgraded. We've upgraded.
I don't know. I think there's still botched executions today. It's kind of been a national story.
Well, that was the guy who wanted the firing squad. It took him. They missed.
Yeah, I mean, if I botch the execution, I don't think we have to, like, cancel it. Like, we can still finish it.
We can find better ways to execute.
Yeah.
Dude, just sharpen the guillotine.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, it worked in France. You can do that, man. So the Air India plane that crashed, they still don't know what's going on.
With the one survivor?
The one survivor jumped out of the plane while it was still in air.
Still not buying that. I think that's a load of horse, you know.
They have confirmed that he was on the plane. They confirmed that he went through the gate. And then he got out.
And I heard his brother was on the plane.
His brother was sitting next to him, didn't jump.
Wow.
I think this guy jumped while it was still, he could see it falling. He pulled the door, and you were going slow enough where the door would open still, and he was able to get out.
Man, is that a sign of your brotherly relationship that you're both not doing the same thing?
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, if you both do the same thing, you're the ultimate. You can't be tighter. You can't have a tighter bond. But if one's like, nah, man, you go ahead and do it.
Why were they so far? They were both on opposite ends by the doors, by the emergency doors.
I read it as the brother was sitting next to him.
Okay, so he opened the door and then just couldn't, jumped. Like, he just like, see you, bro. I'm not going to, like, tell you, come on. Like, to me, that seems like that's.
He might have told him, but.
Yeah, maybe he was scared to jump.
The guy's like. This is what I told my family while we were talking about this during Father's Day.
This is a made-up story. I'm convinced.
I am judging whether I'm jumping. This is just stupid common sense for me. I'm judging by, when I look out that window, how fast we're going. The view that you showed me the morning of, it looked like it was like cruising slow. So I'm like, okay, what are my odds? It's going to be a rough landing. Okay?
Yeah, I would say so.
It's going to be a rough landing. But I'm talking, if the plane's going like this, I'm jumping. If it's going like that, I might think I have a better chance of staying on.
So it was, the highest it got was like 600 feet. And then it started to just kind of fall.
What do you mean the highest it got?
In the air. The highest the plane got in the air was 600 feet.
This was off a takeoff?
It was off a takeoff. So they don't know. There's a couple of theories. Did the pilot go to pull the landing gear, the wheels up, and he accidentally put the flaps up, and that's why it just kind of went down? Or did it lose thrust by the engines? And if you're that low, you're not going to be able to make up.
600 feet.
Not high. I mean, are we more than 600 feet, Bobby?
No.
So
the Titan, if you've rode the Titan before, the very peak of the Titan is 250.
Okay. So it's three of the Titans. So it got up that high. It was only going 175 miles an hour at its peak.
My body is shivering just looking down, thinking of this jump.
But
I'm scared of heights like that.
Same airline, same plane. Just lost power on their engines yesterday. Dropped. It was at 20,000 feet. Dropped. They had to turn back. There's just ground. Cool.
Glad I'm flying out Friday.
Reunion Tower is 561. So if you've ever rode on, if you've ever gone to the top of Reunion Tower, it's higher than that.
So just about higher than that.
I'm not surviving that jump.
No, but he jumped low. As it was coming down, he could see, hey, these are buildings. He jumped.
There's something not right here. I'm not buying this.
Let's ask Reddit and Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece next on 105.3 The Fan. You're getting it here in the commercial break with this music. What has become of your father's drum set?
It's still at the house. Still at my mom's house. No, I guess it's his. He doesn't live there anymore, so it's not his house anymore. It's not my mom's. So yeah, it's still there.
Weird going back in any of the rooms, or do you try to avoid it when you went over there for your Mexican lasagna?
Now, you know, it's funny because people say, like, it's your first Father's Day without my dad. Your dad. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, he's been dead for like 5 years. Like,
right.
he was alive, but he was dead because he had dementia and he couldn't speak, didn't know who I was. So, no, it's not weird.
You gonna leave the drum set? You gonna sell it? Try to get
some I'm not selling it. That thing is super old. I don't know that I would be able to get the value for it.
What kind is it? What
it's
brand?
A Gretsch.
Oh, really?
You know about
it's
it?
Like the, it's from like 1953.
Fake response.
54.
Oh, yeah. Those are amazing.
Shut up, Corey.
Love them.
Oh, just gotta, you really got to take care of them, though, for
so,
their age.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like a really like good drummer set, I guess.
24 hours ago, I took your cell phone out of your hand as your son, Julian, was calling you. Not realizing what you do for a living.
Not a clue.
Even at the age of 12. So we're all waiting to find out 24 hours later, what did Julian want and need?
Well, he wanted to know when I was coming home because he had a baseball.
He missed you?
No, he wanted food. Nice. He wanted food. He had a baseball game that day. He wanted to know where his uniform was.
What?
Okay. I put it in the dryer.
Okay.
You know, so he wanted to know all that stuff. When we were leaving. Plan for the day, all the things.
Did he get mad that I jumped him live on the radio?
No, not at all. Did not get mad.
So this set off a conversation in our post-show meeting about when you were able to get food for yourself. Because we were in there and he calls Julian. He goes, I'll make you something when I get home, buddy. Mm. And it was like Julian was waiting for the presence of an adult to nourish him. You know, it's like the baby bird.
Yeah.
Needed it brought. Are you okay over there? Was that a funny joke I told or just a misstep?
Nope. My hydrogen water just exploded on me.
It looks really salty or gray.
You say your hydrogen water?
Yeah, I put salt in it.
You put salt in that?
Water I put salt, already. Hydrogen tabs.
Is it disgusting?
No, you really don't taste it.
Really?
Yeah, you can try
like it. You tasted it. Huh? It looked like you tasted it.
Yeah. No, it came out too fast.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a problem sometimes.
It didn't let me know that it was going to come out. forgot to let me know.
Yes.
But, I put hydrogen tap and salt water in
Didn't assume the right.
Do you like just a little tap or?
Yeah, good tap. Okay. Yeah, a good.
So anyway, your kids, when could they fend for themselves?
Five.
I was asking RJ, Pop-Tart?
Yes.
Cereal? And he's like, we don't have any of that junk in the house.
They wouldn't eat it. They wouldn't eat it.
Oh, but he's fine with just consuming protein. Red Baron pizza.
All he eats
that's healthy enough.
All he will eat is Red Baron pizza, penne pasta. Has to be penne.
Really?
He might have a hamburger. He likes my steak. He likes how I cook steak. And then he'll have chicken nuggets. That's
so
it.
No chips.
Hold on. Chicken nuggets is not classified as junk?
No.
Well, I mean, it's like, we don't have Pop-Tarts. He won't eat them, though. He won't eat any of that stuff.
But
he'll eat
chips?
Cookies and ice cream. Chips? No. If I offer him Doritos, he might have some Cheetos.
Oh, yeah, remember, he went looking for the cookies.
He'll eat the crumble cookies.
He'll eat the cookies.
Oh, crap. That's right. Right.
Yeah, they're very picky.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
They're very picky eaters.
So you just said five.
Yeah, so it was a great day in life. Obviously, it's still behind when they're potty trained, but it was a great day in life when Brandon could get up and go to the cabinet himself to get a Pop-Tart, just to give you that extra, I don't know what it is, 30, 45 minutes of sleep maybe.
Yes.
That was a great day.
It's also, like, if they can go get the Pop-Tart, they can also go get you the remote.
Yeah.
So you can yell at them from across the house to come back there to hand you the remote so you don't have to get up.
He still tries the, can you get me a water? He says, I don't know where the cups are. I'm like, I've lived here since 2016.
Yeah.
You know exactly where the cups are.
And he didn't know to look in the dryer? I'm concerned you're not preparing.
He's just scared to open drawers now is all.
That is a fair point.
I will say, I don't think he feels comfortable. Sarah wouldn't want him going into the dryer because he's not clean. And those are clean clothes.
Okay.
He's a dirty. His hands are always dirty. He never washes his hands. Picking his nose, playing with his feet, scratching his balls. She would not want him going to the dryer.
All right, it's Tuesday. It's Crosslight with KNC. We finish up with Ask Reddit. And some of these questions are really tough.
I'm going to hit you with one right out of the gate then.
Yeah. I really do.
No, I'm serious.
I've got one right out of the gate for you then, Hagee. What's something that can never truly be understood without experiencing it?
I think I was thinking about this, getting robbed. Like, I think it's a concept that we're like, oh, yeah, that sucks. But like,
you mean like your house?
Yeah. Or like if your car gets stolen, maybe. I think that's something that like, it feels more personal when it actually happens, even though you were probably just, you know, a place, a car, or whatever. But it feels really targeted and personal when it happens. It's so
feel,
I would
you feel
say
violated.
That. Yeah.
What did you have?
I had my radar detector and headphones. This is all one time. And then my iPod Shuffle, the little clip thing. Yeah. You got some cool Dave Matthews songs out of that one back in the day. And then I had my window smashed in at a restaurant in Arlington.
Dang!
And they just took my work bag. There was papers in there. It's nothing was in there. Cool. You got some Bic pens,
Corey.
Good pens.
What?
Bic.
Oh,
Bic pens.
I mean, it's easily the birth of a child, but connection to God.
Wow, delightful.
Like, that's a real deep thing. Whenever that's you. Very deep.
You're trying to get on Kevin's podcast?
No, I'm not trying to get on his podcast.
They're trying to all cover the absence of Mike.
Whatever God you choose. I don't care which God you choose. But yeah, I think that connection, whenever you experience that spirituality, it's a real thing.
That's a good answer. Poverty was what popped in my head. Ooh. Being broke is like
the worst.
When you're like dead broke, that's hard to really understand until you're dealing with it. Sean?
D-W-I. I've always said I had to get.
What happened with that?
I drank and drove. That's what happened.
That's how it works.
I've always said I had to get that in order to truly stop. Because otherwise, and I lecture everyone around me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I heard your commercial once.
Many people in this, in this zip code, I get on them. You can't drive. Give me your keys. Da da da. But I wouldn't have done that unless I went through the pain in the ass of having a breathalyzer, having to go to a class, paying all that money. So I had to get the DUI to truly be scared.
And fortunate, too, that nobody else really suffered, right?
Yeah, and I shouldn't have gotten it. It was, you know, these
I'm not sure you did learn.
Sounds like you learned.
Yeah. I definitely blew enough, but I like all men. I was a good driver, in my opinion. You know what got me? These side streets where you go to the middle a little bit because there's cars parked on the side.
Yeah.
And you go left a little. Well, you cross the center line. Well, you want me to hit these cars?
Right.
You crossed. And that's what got me. Otherwise, I'm convinced.
So you're pulled over under false pretenses is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. I should have refused the blow.
Ah, there we go. All right. So Ask Reddit follow-up questions here. Corey, I feel like you're going to have an answer for this one.
All right.
What's the most memorable quote you've ever come across that stayed with you forever?
It is Seneca in B.C. To see a man truly succeed is to see him struggle through adversity.
God, you're deep today.
Yeah, no,
that's
are you embarrassed?
That's good. Chop, what's yours?
That's fine.
So many come to mind. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
I knew you were going to do
that. I refuse to join any club that would have me as a member. The world needs ditch diggers, too. It's a good one.
Never heard that.
If you find me offensive, just stop finding me.
Oh,
another one.
Oh, I do like that.
I don't know what weapons World War III will be fought with, but I know World War IV will be fought with sticks.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I've always liked that.
Let's see. There's a hot dog at the baseball game is better than a ribeye at the Ritz.
That's stupid.
No. How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Yeah,
that one.
That's a very good one.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. I live my life by that one.
You got one,
you
Sean?
Just get out of the way.
I get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, he said he lives it by
okay.
it.
Okay,
yeah.
That's.
I always loved "It Is What It Is." Also, failure to prepare is preparing to fail.
Yeah,
that's good. Peggy, you got one?
Can I tell you the stupidest quote?
Sure, it stuck with you.
If you're on time, you're late. I hate that quote so much.
Oh, yeah.
You're on time, you're already late. That's the stupidest quote I've ever heard.
My son tells me that all the time.
Tell your son that's stupid.
He wants to be early.
Yeah, maybe that's fine. Then tell me when you want to be there. I'll be there when you want me to be there.
But we're always late at Ranger Crosstalks at the stadium. I mean, maybe you should have followed that advice.
No. I have been late twice, uh-huh. and one of them was because one of our sister stations, they were not, well, they did not get the correct
The other one was because Derek.
I'm gonna. Yeah, the other one was because Derek was like, I got two phones, I forgot one, I got to get my nutritional drink, will you carry this bag in for me?
Yo, carry it in.
It's, I'm going to go philosophical like Corey, do it or do not do it, you'll regret both, by Soren Kierkegaard. That one, because to me, that the whole thing was like, oh yeah, if you just accept you're going to have regrets regardless of whatever massive decision you made, then you're freed up from the concerns of the regrets because you're just making it.
Whether you think you can or you can't.
And this is a great one for him right here. Hagee, what's an opinion you keep quiet solely because you're tired of explaining it?
God, there are so many.
Oh, I got it.
Tired of explaining. Is it the shorts one?
No, this is Jerry Jones. He's never selling the team.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be the GM.
That and Dak Prescott.
Sorry.
Any conversation we ever have about the Cowboys, when they're like, oh, are you ignoring the fact that they won't be good because of Dak and Jerry? And I'm like, no!
I've genuinely, like, I don't know if you've noticed, like, I have way pulled back on any, outside of bits, I've way pulled back on any Dak, like, defense. Because it's like, everybody already knows where I stand. And everybody's got their opinion. Like, we got to just, we'll see him play. I still think it, but it's also like, wait, what? I'm going to explain the same stats over and over again to Wolchuk just because he doesn't know football. That's not reasonable.
Take a shot at
what you got, Chop?
Look, I would have to remember any of my opinions to know which ones I have to keep explaining. So I'm probably not the guy to ask this one. My opinions change by the day because I opine on mood.
Now you forget what you say.
Yeah. I do forget what I say.
Yeah, sometimes
because I am
really felt like
very
when
in
you
the
said
moment.
The web of lies. On mood, you thought everyone was gonna be like, "Wow, that's super deep," and then they didn't.
I don't know my opinion on that. Is
okay.
Tomorrow,
it's fair.
We're taking the show on the road.
Whoa!
Arlington Firehouse number one. Not Friday. Firehouse tour tomorrow.
401 West Main Street. Get there early. We'll have Whataburger breakfast, and we'll also have Tolo bucket hats to give away.
How long do you think those bucket hats are going to last?
They usually last about 30 minutes.
Woo!
Get there early.
Because we're not G-bag. We can give our stuff away.
God.
The KSC Masterpiece is coming up next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.